You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey, friends. Thank you for joining me for another week of prayer. Last week, I began with the question, how are you? Really? This week, I have a new question. What do you want? Really? I consider myself a fairly straightforward and direct person. But when faced with that question, what do you want, really? There have been numerous times when I found myself completely stumped. Early in life, I think the difficulty in knowing what I wanted came from having been taught to distrust my desires. I can still hear echoes of sermons from the passage on Jeremiah 17. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Oh my goodness. I walked around for so many years afraid to trust what was in my heart, afraid to trust myself, incredibly fearful of missing God's good and perfect and ever difficult to discern will. In my later 20s and early 30s, I faced some new challenges. One was I couldn't feel much of anything. I had gotten so effective at numbing my emotions as a way to avoid pain that I didn't know what I wanted. And what I came to understand is when we numb pain, we numb everything. So of course I didn't know what I authentically desired. And that brings me to the second challenge, the difficulty in discerning the difference between what I actually want and what I authentically want. Oh, friends, I actually want that whole pan of brownies. But when I eat them, I feel bad about myself and lonely and ashamed. So what was it I authentically wanted? What was the deeper desire that a pan of brownies could not feed? I've been asking myself that question for years. And in order to discover the answer, I had to be willing to let myself feel everything. And this is a journey I have been on for 6 years, learning to feel again, learning to sit in my pain until it teaches me every lesson it has. And it has been a wild ride. But what I authentically want is becoming increasingly clear, as are the right actions that God is inviting me into, the person that God is inviting me to be in this world. Now, I know not everyone's coping skill is shutting down all emotion. You may go in the opposite direction. You may not only feel everything that you are feeling, but you may feel everyone else's emotions as well. Or maybe you just are really good at staying busy. I tried that one out for a long time. And when we stay busy, we may or may not be aware of what's going on in our interior life. But if we never slow down enough to consider what we authentically want, we've got a problem. What is it that you really want to be producing with all that time and energy that you're spending staying busy? I have no idea what has kept you from your most authentic desires, but I trust that you have some inkling of what separates you from your most true self. An Ignatian principle of prayer is that we intentionally bring our desires with us when we pray. We bring our whole life with us into prayer. And as a practice, it's generally recommended that we name the desire we're praying with, the desire that we are sitting with in this season of life. We do this at the beginning of our prayer experience. Father William Barry describes the purpose of this practice in his book, What Do You Want in Prayer? Now, this is a long quote that I'm about to give you, but it's worth listening to, so hang with me. Father Barry writes, in the human analogy, relationships grow more intimate as each of the two people allows the other to know more and more of their desire for intimacy. At first, I only let you know that I am interested in talking with you and finding out something about you. Only as I come to know more about you and you about me, do I let you know that I want to know how you feel about me, what you value, what you love. As trust grows, I will let you know that I want you to continue to love me, even though you now know, at times, I have unkind thoughts about you, that I have injured you, that I have angered you. He says, I'm sure you can continue to develop the analogy on your own. Now, let's turn to the relationship with God. If our assumptions are correct, then the deepest desire of every human heart is for complete union with God, a union which includes union with all God's family and harmony with the universe. But we are not fully aware of the depth of that desire. Moreover, our heart's deepest desire is clouded by fears. Fears that I am worthless, that God could not really want union with the likes of me, that God will make demands of me, etc. Developing our relationship with God means letting God root out these fears one by one so that finally the deepest desire of our heart can become conscious to ourselves and then be made known to God. Amen, Father Barry. And so today, I want to offer space for each of you to pray with your desire. You could start with the desire that Father Barry names. You could say in prayer, I want union with God, harmony with all the universe. But I would recommend beginning with the desire that feels authentic and real to you today. It could be something like, I want peace. I want connection. I am angry with God and want answers. I am tired and want rest. I want a different job. For our prayer today, whatever desire you bring, I recommend that you choose a posture, one of two postures, either a posture of surrender or one of awakening. A posture of surrender would be something like kneeling, laying prostrate, or lying on your back. A posture of awakening is one that increases your sense of alertness. This could be sitting Taylor style, also known as crisscross applesauce, or just sitting upright, feet firmly planted on the ground. Whatever posture you choose today, allow it to be an embodiment of your desire. So go ahead, get settled, and when you're ready, we'll begin. Let's begin with a nice deep breath in and exhale. And another deep breath in and exhale. As you continue to breathe, I want you to settle into the truth that you are loved, you are known, and you are seen. We begin today by centering ourselves in God's loving presence, remembering you never pray alone. So go ahead and turn your eyes to the Lord. Watch Him watching you. His gaze is full of love and care and tenderness. See how deeply you can receive the love of our Father God, of our Mother God, in this moment. From this place, allow your desires to rise. See them without judgment, and with the freedom to reject any that would pull you from God's loving presence. I want you to imagine yourself standing at the edge of a lake. Feel the cool sand between your toes. The water lapping at your legs. And as desires come to mind, I want you to imagine that desire coming into your hands. And one by one, you throw those desires into the lake. And with each, you watch to see if it descends beneath the dark waters, or if it rises and floats back toward you on the waves. Of those that are pulled back toward you, choose one to pray with. You reach down and you take that one from the water. Can you put into words what you're holding? If possible, try to name the desire. Say it aloud. As you consider your desire, do any fears rise with it? Any anxiety? Any worry? Can you name what it is you fear? What fear is clouding your most authentic desire? Coming back to the desire you hold in your hand, to your awareness of standing at the water's edge, you notice Jesus is kneeling just down the bank from you. He calls to you and invites you to join him there. You may choose to go. You may choose to stay. Jesus asks you what you're holding. You open your hands. How does it feel to show him this thing that you want? What form does your desire take? Jesus extends his hand and asks you to trust him with what you desire. If you are willing, give it to him. Jesus takes your desire and begins to wash it in the waters. You watch his hands. You see the nail marks there. How does it feel to see your desire in those hands? As he finishes, he hands your desire back to you. Is anything different in you, in it, in how you feel with Jesus in this moment? You can share with Jesus anything that rises in you now. How does Jesus respond? In these last few moments, hold this desire to your heart. How does it move you? Do you sense any invitation from the Spirit? Now, as you're ready, I want you to go ahead and take a deep breath in and out. One more deep breath in and out. I want to close our time of prayer with a prayer from the first spiritual exercises, simply called a prayer for what I want. It's three lines. Lord, grant that I may see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. And may we all offer a great amen to that. Friends, I hope you find, as you learn to bring your desires into prayer, that you can go beneath what you actually want and discover what you authentically want. The beauty of our authentic desires is they can be trusted. They move us into freedom and healing and wholeness. They reflect what God wants for us. And they flow naturally from our most true selves. So keep leaning into those desires. Keep bringing them to Jesus. As always, thank you for praying with me today. I love you, and I trust you are loving one another well. I look forward to praying with you again soon. Many blessings, friends.